Good morning, this is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the September 17th, 2020 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. CJ Rotella, Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning, this is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for the Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and specific Rhode Island Housing staffs, all callers will be muted during this meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the commissioners, invited guests, and participating staffs to please mute your phone if you are not speaking. During the meeting, if anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
This is Carol Ventura. Nicole Clement, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. This is Nicole Clement. Good morning. Pursuant to Executive Order 20-46, extended by Executive Order 20-75, and as may be further amended or extended, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I will also like to provide some guidance to our Board of Commissioners and Rhode Island Housing staff as they participate in this meeting. Chairman Rezinas will preside. Please remember to state your name prior to speaking. Please remember to mute your telephone when you are not speaking, and we appreciate your cooperation. And if you are unable to participate, please contact us immediately, and we will stop the meeting until you are reconnected or no longer muted. And now I would like to turn it over to Chairman Rezinas to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. This is Nick Rezinas, and I call this meeting to order. It is a meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. It is our monthly meeting and also our annual meeting. Carol, could you begin with a roll call?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I will now conduct a roll call of the Board of Commissioners and staff of Rhode Island Housing in attendance. Chairman Nicholas Rezinas.
Here.
Commissioner Brett Smiley.
Here.
Commissioner Elizabeth Tanner. Commissioner Seth Magaziner.
This is Leanne, designee for Treasurer Magaziner.
Thank you. Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Steve McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Maria Barry.
Here.
Staff of Rhode Island Housing, James Comer.
Here.
Lisa Primiano.
Here.
Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Bernadette MacArthur.
Here.
Leslie McKnight.
Here.
Peter Pagonis.
Here.
Clarabelle Shavers.
Here.
Eric Shorter.
Here.
Christine Hunsinger.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
CJ Rotella.
Here.
Outside counsel, Stephen Richard. Chairman, the roll call is complete.
Thank you, and we appear to have a quorum. So let us proceed. You have before you the minutes of our last meeting on our August 17th. Have you had a chance to review them, and would someone make a motion to accept them?
Does Leanna make a motion to approve?
Been properly moved. Is there a second?
Maria Barry, I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, if I could ask the General Counsel to call the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the board meeting held on August 17th, 2020, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. Before we move on, I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for joining us. A special thank you to the committee members and a special thank you to the committee chairs. We have a long agenda. We will take as long as necessary to conduct the agenda, but I wanted my colleagues to know that every matter on the agenda has been approved by the relevant committee. With that, let me turn it over to our executive director, Carol Ventura. Carol?
Thank you, Chairman. Let me provide my monthly report to the board. Single family lending volume continues to be high, with August volume up almost 2% compared with July. You may have noticed the press and social media attention surrounding our rollout of a new down payment assistance program. Catchy name, 10K DPA. It was named by Peter Pagonis, our Director of Home Ownership. And this increases our down payment assistance to $10,000 versus our previous 7,500 DPA loan. We hope that this increase will result in continuing strong demand for our home ownership products through the fall and winter months. Again, delinquency during August remained in the double digits and compared with July was up almost 1%. The loan servicing group is actively working with our delinquent borrowers to make them aware of various assistance programs that are available to them, including our HomeSafe program, which is being deployed through our community partners, and our new mortgage payment assistance program that was rolled out in August, also FHA's home retention option. I'm pleased to report that as of the end of August, 77 borrowers have reinstated their mortgages using the National Partial Claim Program. Our development group is staying busy, as you can tell by the financing agenda today. In addition to the significant pipeline of multifamily transactions, staff are working to close our workforce housing deals and to move Barbara Jordan 2 to closing. The HUD DEC has commenced its review of our HUD risk sharing program. A number of executives have had one-on-one interviews with the DEC team and project file reviews are ongoing. We will advise the board when the review is complete and the results of the assessment are provided. The development group has reported the closing of Babcock Village, located in Westerly, and Harris House, located in Cranston, on September 11th. The closings resulted in the preservation of 284 affordable apartments. The leased housing group continues to tap into all federal and state funds available to assist Rhode Islanders struggling with paying their rent or who are experiencing housing instability. I would like to highlight two of those programs today. First, the team has developed the Landlord Incentive Program. The program will launch this month, and we hope that because of the incentives, we will be able to house many more individuals and families in our jurisdiction. Secondly, working collaboratively with the development group, the two teams have created the Home Emergency Tenant-Based Rental Assistance Program to help provide stability for vulnerable families during this pandemic. We will deploy up to $500,000 in home program funding for the emergency program and intend to create a permanent long-term program for rental assistance using this federal resource. I have provided updated statistics on our HomeSafe and Housing Help Rhode Island program in my report for your information. Moving on to our communications area, the NCSHA annual conference to be held in October will be conducted online this year, which provides a great cost-effective opportunity for our employees to participate in this informative conference. During the conference, HFAs are recognized for outstanding work in various industry sectors like multifamily housing, single-family housing, and HFA operations. I'm pleased to report that our comms team, along with CJ Rotella, have been asked to present on the redesign of our customer-facing website during this year's conference. In the government relations area of my report, we've outlined a number of federal agency actions, such as the recent CDC evictions moratorium and the additional round of boosted unemployment benefits resulting from the President's August executive order for your information. Lastly, we successfully executed a new taxable bond issuance for the multifamily transactions that closed this month. I'm happy to report that there continues to be strong interest in our bonds with investor demand of over $300 million for our $44 million offering. So let me pause there, Chairman, and open it up for comments or questions.
Thank you. Questions, comments? I have one. Peter, are you, is there any evidence of flipping in this market?
With our consumer, no. There is in the market overall, but with the Rhode Island housing borrower, we do not see that.
Right. And is it prevalent in the market, in the general marketplace?
We are seeing it, and as a matter of fact, anecdotally, we've seen a few that were owned. I saw through my network around two or three transactions where the property was owned for less than 6 months and sold.
Okay, thank you. Other questions, comments?
This is Leanne. I have two questions, and they're about different things. The first is related to the delinquency rate, which, you know, I bring up on these calls pretty regularly because it's a concern to us that those numbers keep going up, and obviously there's a foreclosure moratorium now, but I would be sad to see a bunch of people being foreclosed on in January. And so I wondered what the team was thinking about as far as continued support for the borrowers, even if not financial assistance, especially considering that Rhode Island Housing does not have mediation for their mediation required by law for their customers.
So do you want me to take that, Carol?
Yeah, please do, Leslie. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.
So we're expecting. First of all, we don't know if January 1st will bring an end to the foreclosure moratorium. It could potentially be extended. But in the event that it is, we will continue to work with our borrowers through various loss mitigation options. So if a borrower is in forbearance, they have a number of post-forbearance options. We're already seeing a significant number of borrowers moving through those options now. The critical thing is that they have to be back to work, and they have to be back to work at an income level that allows them to resume their payment. So I think there are many, many options available to borrowers if they return to work. The challenge will be if a borrower does not return to work. And if they don't return to work, then depending on what their financial ability is, they may have to look at disposition options, which may mean selling their property. We are also working with the hardest hit fund right now, which will allow a borrower, if they are unemployed, to receive payment assistance. So that is another option outside of the loss mitigation options that exist that might be able to assist borrowers, you know, for a longer period of time.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. And then my other question was about the Housing Help Program, which I know has been a significant challenge to administer. I appreciated the breakdown of how many applications were assigned to Rhode Island Housing and kind of where the status was of all of them. But I wondered if someone could speak to kind of the difference in the number of those applications that have been paid out versus how many are in progress versus how many were assigned to Rhode Island Housing. To me, there's just a pretty significant gap. I'm curious if there's the trend in what the barriers are for those applications or some other color to help explain these numbers a little bit more.
Yeah, Leanne, James has really been taking the lead on working with the state on Housing Help Rhode Island. So let me have him speak to those numbers and what we see happening with these applications.
Hi, this is James Comer. So you're correct in that there are a significant number of people whose applications were assigned to us at the end of July who have not engaged with our system. We've reached out now three times to these folks to get them to establish an account so we can process their application and hopefully move them towards payment, and there's been no response. So that is probably on the order of a little over 300 people who have not at all engage with any of the outreach that we've sent. One of the issues, I think, is that, you know, this program went live in May, the beginning of May, and we were not assigned these applications until July. So it's likely that folks sought help elsewhere, and by the time we were assigned the applications and sent out communication as to how to engage with us. They had solved their issue in another way. We've sent out kind of a final contact to everybody who has yet to be processed and noted that this would be the last time we'd reach out to them. And we're awaiting hopefully some more feedback from that right now that's already gone out.
Okay, so sorry, I have one follow-up then. Thank you, James.
Sure.
So my one follow-up is just that, you know, obviously the amount that has been dispersed from this program is less than what's allocated. So is there a plan for how to redeploy those resources? Because I'm sure you're correct that folks that originally filed their claim back in May have resolved their issues, but certainly other folks are needing this kind of assistance.
Sure. We've been in conversation with the state about exactly that. Obviously, this is, as these are our CARES Act dollars, it's kind of a collaborative effort with them, and we're going to be meeting over the next couple days to discuss the next steps. I have a meeting tomorrow, actually, to see how best to redeploy these funds and to address the folks that have had crises arise since the first go-around of HHRI and what would be possible to get this program back up and running and also to operate, you know, perhaps in a more efficient manner to get people aid in a timely fashion.
Okay. Thanks. That's all questions for me.
Thank you.
Chairman, I just want to note that Commissioner Elizabeth Tanner has joined the meeting.
Great.
Thank you, Carol.
Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, let's go back to the agenda. We'll start with board action number 4, firm approval of financing for Maple Gardens 2, and we're going to ask Eric Shorter to make that presentation. Eric?
Thank you, Chairman. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The sponsor for this transaction is Ferland Corporation, a Rhode Island-based owner and property manager. Maple Gardens 2 is an existing 90-unit senior development in North Providence. There are 84 one-bedroom and 6 two-bedroom units. The development is subsidized by a Section 8 HAP contract effective through May 2040. The property is well-maintained and meets all Rhode Island Housing's criteria for taxable refinancing. Developers undertaking capital improvements, including elevator and life safety upgrades at the development. The development historically has low vacancy rates below 3%. Staff recommends firm approval for $10.3 million in taxable financing. I'll pause there.
Thank you. This was reviewed by the credit committee. Let me ask Commissioner Orth to give his report.
Thank you, Nick. Good morning. This is Commissioner Orth. We did review this project. It's, as Eric indicated, it's a long-term owner, responsible ownership over the course of that period of time. The physical repairs are being made as required in the near term, and then sufficient reserves are being set aside for future capital expenditures. So we feel very good about making this loan, and we did have some discussion about the cash-out proceeds to the borrower, and I believe we'll probably continue to have that discussion going forward. But again, strong borrower, strong property, physical needs taken care of, and the desire to remain competitive with other competing loan products caused the committee to believe that this was, again, a project that we should fund as recommended by staff. So I make a motion to approve this funding.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, let me ask the General Counsel to take a roll call.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of firm approval of financing for Maple Gardens 2, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Ritzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on to board action number 5. Eric, you're going to talk about the Geneva Place, the Geneva Plaza, excuse me.
Thank you, Chairman. Again, this is Eric Shorter. Furlan Corp is also the sponsor for Geneva Plaza. Geneva Plaza is an existing 150 unit senior development in Pawtucket. There are 136 one-bedroom and 14 two-bedroom units. Again, this is subsidized through a HAP contract that is effective through April 2033. The property is, again, well-maintained and meets all Rhode Island housing criteria for taxable financing. Capital improvements include elevator and life safety upgrades in this development as well, a property that is also experiencing very low vacancy rates. Staff recommends firm approval for $14.9 million in taxable financing for this transaction.
Thank you. This was referred to the credit committee. Commissioner Orth?
Yes, it was. A similar discussion that we had with the first project. This one, again, is very well located and one we would like to retain within our portfolio. And it's been owned and maintained by a long-term local owner. I do move for approval of this financing.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Maria Barry, second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, Nicole, could you call the roll?
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of firm approval of financing for Geneva Plaza, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on to board action number 6, preliminary approval of financing for Sutton Place in East Providence. Eric?
Again, this is Eric Shorter. The sponsor is One Neighborhood Builders, one of our high-performing CDC partners here in Providence. One Neighborhood Builders has an option to purchase Sutton Place, which is an existing 36-unit market rate property in East Providence. The property is in fair to average condition, consisting of 22 one-bedroom and 14 studio apartments. As part of this proposed transaction, the units will be restricted for households with incomes between 30 to 80% AMI. The sponsor intends to invest $1.1 million in renovation, nearly $32,000 per unit to renovate individual apartments, kitchen upgrades, bathroom upgrades, as well as common areas. Staff recommends preliminary approval for financing.
Thank you. And this, too, is referred to the credit committee. Kevin?
Yes, thank you, Nick. I think this is somewhat not an altogether new program, but certainly something relatively new for us, and that is the recognizing the importance of this naturally occurring affordable housing and to preserve it through the acquisition, preservation, and implementation of long-term income and rent restrictions. So we're pleased to see that rolling out. Also, this is, I guess, in a unique financing, not utilizing the tax credit program, but utilizing other sources. So again, very happy to see that roll out. And then I think we'll be working through some of the key parameters of that program as it evolves and we see some more projects. On this particular one, the committee members took issue with the purchase price, which appeared relatively high, but they will be going back in to view the appraisal to make sure that it's within market. Also, the rents, we'll be looking at the appraisal to make sure that the rents are appropriate given the market context. And also, I would add that The developer has already pre-income qualified. I believe it was about 80% of the existing residents, and there will be minimal to no displacement of tenants as a result of this program. So the committee does vote to approve preliminary financing.
I'll accept that as a motion. Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, let me ask Nicole to do the roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of preliminary approval of financing for Sutton Place, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rodzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Let's move our attention to board action number 7, approval of transfer of physical assets, or TPA, for Stevens Hall Apartments in Providence. Again, Eric, could you make the presentation?
Thank you. Again, Eric Shorter. Under Rhode Island Housing's regulations governing proposed prepayments and transfers, property owners must obtain Rhode Island Housing's approval and comply with Rhode Island Housing's administrative procedures for TPAs before conveying, assigning, or transferring any ownership interest in the developments. Staff determined that West Elmwood is in compliance with our regs. Stevens Hall Apartments is a 32-unit affordable family housing development in Providence. The transfer of limited partnership interest is purely administrative and will not have any impact on the operations of the development. Staff of Asset Management and Development jointly reviewed the request and determined that the proposed transaction complies with the TPA requirements. Staff recommends the transfer of the limited partnership interest.
Thank you, Eric. This too is reviewed by the Credit Committee. Commissioner Orth?
Yes, we did, Nick. As Eric stated, this is a procedural matter. It appears that it meets all the requirements, and the committee votes to approve of this TPA action. So I would make that motion.
We'll accept that
second,
as a motion.
Maria
is there
Berry.
A second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, Nicole, could you conduct a roll call vote?
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the transfer of physical assets for Stevens Hall Apartments, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rodzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is board action number 8, another TPA, this time from Bellevue Apartments in Providence. Eric, will you present the report?
Yes. Eric Shorter again. Again, this is similar to the previous action, procedure matter. Bellevue Apartments in a 19-unit affordable scattered site family development in Providence. Staff reviewed the application and determined that it complies with our TPA requirements. Staff recommends transfer of the limited partnership interest for Bellevue Apartments.
This too was looked over in the Credit Committee. Commissioner Roth?
Yes, Nick, it was. There was no discussion about this, and all committee members voted to approve. So I would move that it is approved by the board.
It is so moved. Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
It moves and seconded. Is there any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, Nicole, roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the transfer of physical assets for Bellevue Apartments, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rodzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's turn our attention to the next item, preliminary approval of reservation of home investment partnership program funds. Again, Eric, you take the floor.
Great. Eric Schroeder again. Rhode Island's home allocation for program year 2020 is approximately $3.6 million. Combined with the remaining balance from past program years and program income, Rhode Island Housing has approximately $9.3 million available for commitment. In March, Rhode Island Housing issued a request for proposals for home program funds. In response to the RFP, Rhode Island Housing received 9 proposals requesting a little over $7.7 million in home program funds. All home applications were reviewed by staff in accordance to Rhode Island Housing threshold criteria and scored based upon the criteria outlined in the Home Program Annual Action Plan. Of the 9 proposals submitted, staff determined that 5 proposals failed to meet the basic threshold requirements and therefore would not move forward. Staff recommends home program funding for 4 proposals in the amount of $4.5 million. The recommended developments will help build 86 units. The projects are located in Central Falls, East Providence, Exeter, and Woonsocket.
Thank you. And this is referred to the Credit Committee.
Yes, Nick, it was. This is Kevin Orth. The first item that I'd make note of is that there remains a bit under $5 million of home funds, and I understand that we may well hold a second round to try to utilize that remaining funds. Also, would like to note the geographic diversity of a couple of these applications that are slated for funding. That's good to see. And also kind of the uniqueness of some of them, the Neighborhood Works project in particular. Committee members unanimously voted to approve this, so I would move that the board approve the recommended funding of these home funds.
Thank you. It's been properly moved. Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria. Any questions or comments?
This is Leanne. I have a quick question just in response to Commissioner Orr's comment. Could someone from the staff speak to any plans for additional funding rounds, considering the additional amount of money still available in home? And I'll have the same question for the Housing Trust Fund in the next item, too, so I could just include that.
I believe this is Commissioner Orth. I believe that Eric Alexander, if he's on the call, could answer that best.
Correct.
Yes, I'm happy to do so. Thank you, Commissioner Orth. We are intending to go out for an additional round later this fall for both Home and Housing Trust Fund. And I also want to note that we always make Home and HTF funds available in conjunction with the low-income, the 9% low-income housing tax credit round as well. We are seeing an increase in demand for these funds, a slight increase, but an increase nonetheless, and we want to make these funds available on a more cyclical basis.
Thank you very much.
Any further questions? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of preliminary approval of reservation of home investment partnership program funds, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the preliminary reservation of Housing Trust Fund program funds. And again, I turn it over to Eric Schroeder. Eric?
Great. Eric Schroeder again. Rhode Island Housing has administered HUD's Housing Trust Fund program since 2016. Rhode Island Housing's trust fund allocation for program year 2020 is approximately $3 million. Combined with the remaining balance from previous program years, Rhode Island Housing has $4.5 million available for commitment. In March, Rhode Island Housing issued an RFP for the trust funds. In response to the RFP, Rhode Island Housing received 8 proposals requesting over $7 million in program assistance. All of the applications were reviewed by staff in accordance to the threshold criteria and based upon the criteria outlined in HUD's approved Housing Trust Fund program allocation plan. Of the 8 applications submitted, staff recommends approval for 3 proposals in an amount of $1.8 million. These recommended developments will help build and or preserve 82 units, including 13 extremely low-income rental units. Projects recommended for funding are located in Exeter, Central Falls, and East Providence.
Thank you. And again, the credit committee reviewed this.
Yes, thanks, Nick. So 3 of the 8 applications are being recommended for approval. Committee members agree with those recommendations. The 5 that were not, my understanding is that most of these did not make it past threshold because they failed to provide required documentation or other basic issues, which is most disappointing to see. And then there was a couple other that failed financial feasibility. But as Eric Alexander mentioned, there'll be another round coming up, so we may well see some of these applications again that are in better format and possibly some new applications to get this money pushed out and developments underway. I do make a motion to approve this.
Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, we'll conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the preliminary reservation of Housing Trust Fund program funds, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinis.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orr.
Aye.
Commissioner Tantner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now turn our attention to Board Action Number 11, Recommendations for Approval of Supportive Housing Acquisition Program Awards. And this is James Comer. James?
Good morning, Commissioners. This is James Comer. In response to the COVID-19 public health crisis, the state of Rhode Island had asked us to create a program for the acquisition of ready-to-move-in properties for the purposes of de-densifying the homeless shelter population with an eye towards eventually developing it as permanent supportive housing. We worked closely with the state to create this program, which is funded by CARES Act dollars, in order to acquire these properties, which would be occupied by November 30th of this year. We issued an RFP on the 17th of July, and on the 31st of July received 3 applications from AIDS Care Ocean State, Crossroads Rhode Island, and Marathon Construction of Massachusetts. They were a diverse group, both in terms of the type of properties that we're applying for, and also in terms of geography. AIDS Care Ocean State is applying for $570,000 of funding to purchase a 4-unit building in Pawtucket. Marathon Construction is applying for $775,000 worth of funding to purchase the former Rockville Mill, which had been a mill and was an affordable housing development of 14 units in Hopkinton. And Crossroads Rhode Island applied for $713,700 to purchase the former YMCA site in Providence, which would be able to, on a temporary basis, provide 30 beds for shelter-dependent population. Rhode Island Housing staff evaluated each one of these proposals, engaged in a back and forth with each developer to answer some due diligence questions, and are prepared to recommend that all 3 of these proposals be approved for financing. Just to give the board the full picture, they would need to be closed rather quickly and occupied by November 30th for compliance with the CARES Act requirements. We are prepared to do that.
Thank you. I believe this is reviewed by the credit committee, Kevin.
Yes, it was, Nick. James mentioned, a kind of a tall order, RFP going out on the 17th of July, and responses needed within 2 weeks. Also hard to find a fully ready to go vacant property and move in people so quickly. Be nice if we had some more to go with, but it's good to see that these three are ready to go. We'll note that I understand that if for some reason the November 30th deadline is not met, that the state is willing to back the funding if they can't use the CARES federal funds. Also note on the Rockville Mill, it had some previous physical issues. Those have been rectified. We're also concerned about its somewhat rural location, but it does have a very good partner in place there that has actually identified a homeless population to be served in that area. The committee members do agree with staff recommendations, and I would move to approve this item.
Is there a second?
A second, Maria Berry.
Been properly moved and seconded. Are there any questions?
This is Leanne. Sorry, I just have one more question, kind of similar to my ones on home and housing trust funds. In particular with these funds, because we can't roll them over, what's the plan for the additional about $5 million that wasn't allocated during the funding round?
Really, that will reside with the state. I think that obviously if there's any new legislation which would change the time horizon for the expenditure of CARES Act funds, I think the state would support another round of applications for these funds. But until such time as we have some clarity on the legislative side, I don't think there's any plans, just given the tight time frame to deploy them for this purpose. Again, the state may choose another way to go with that. I don't know.
Hi, it's Brett Smiley. I could, Leanne, chime in on that, and then I just had a comment as well for the both for Kevin on the credit committee and for the staff, and James in particular. James was exactly right. They go back into the pool of CARES Act funding. These funds were not allocated specifically for this purpose from the federal government, so they were part of the kind of general pool that the state received. And so were Congress to extend the timeline, our primary concern was that there were no other viable projects that could have a chance of occupancy prior to the end of the calendar year, which is the current requirement on CARES Act funding. There remains some optimism that they will extend that timeline, and I'm sure we would be very open to doing another round because everyone was excited about this program. It was really the rate limiting factor was really the timeline. But were the rules not to change, then those excess funds, which were kind of designated, go back into the pool and then get reallocated to any number of other uses for CARES Act funds. And then just more broadly, I just wanted to express my gratitude on behalf of the governor and DOA and the administration more generally for Rhode Island Housing and Credit Committee and the staff in trying to pull this off. I know this is an extraordinary timeline. It's also an extraordinary time. And so this hopefully will help provide housing for Rhode Islanders experiencing homeless housing insecurity right now, and then can leave behind another asset in our affordable housing portfolio. And so I felt like, particularly on this one, you guys moved mountains to get it done, and we're really grateful. So I'm excited to vote for this.
Thank you very much for those kind comments. Any further questions or comments? Not, Nicole, roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the Supportive Housing Acquisition Program Awards, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
I have to recuse myself from voting on this item.
Okay. The vote is 6 ayes, 1 abstention, and 0 nays. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now turn our attention to some administrative matters, starting with amendments to the Rhode Island Housing Administrative Plan, and we'll ask Claribel Shavers to present the report.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Claribel Shavers. We're proposing two changes to our administrative plan. The first change is to make the purging of the waiting list completely electronic rather than mail paper letters. This will improve efficiency. It would allow us to maintain consistent voucher utilization rates. It will also further establish the centralized waitlist online portal as the primary communication method. We are planning, when we initiate the purge, during and before and during, to engage with our service providers who have many of their families and their clients on the waitlist to ensure that these families are keeping their information up to date, including emails. We'll also be accessible to the families via phone in case they have any problems to access the online system. The second change that we're proposing is to implement a targeted funding opportunity that is offered by HUD, is known as the Foster Youth Initiative. Adding this initiative to our targeted funding use in our admin plan will allow us to, with HUD approval, to issue special purpose vouchers to foster youth between the age of 18 to 25 aging out of foster care. That concludes our proposed changes. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. This is reviewed by our management committee. Commissioner Smiley.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. This was reviewed and we were supportive. There were questions about the using email to purge the lists to make sure that vulnerable applicants weren't left unaware that they'd been purged from the list. We were comforted by the process that's in place and the contact plan. The treasurer's office in particular wanted to make sure that people waiting for housing weren't going to be unaware that they'd been kicked off the list and their designee was made comfortable. Secondly, we're very supportive of the additional resource for Rhode Islanders aging out of foster care to access this additional resource. It's the right thing to do at any time. It's particularly a good thing to do right now. So the management committee recommends passage and we'll make that motion.
So moved. Is there a second?
Leanne, I'll second.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, let's take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the amendments to the Rhode Island Housing Administrative Plan, please respond by saying aye or oppose by saying nay. Chairman Rodzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. The next item is the approval of delegation of corporate authority. And again, I think the management committee reviewed this.
Yeah, this is a purely, it's Brett Smiley. This is a purely administrative act and we'll move passage.
Any questions or comments?
This is Leanne, I'll second.
Any further comments?
Chairman, yeah. This is, do you want me to present the action or do you?
Oh yes, I'm sorry. It's so administrative that we thought we'd pass by it, but I'm trying to do that. I apologize to my colleagues.
That's okay, no problem. Just in case any of the commissioners want some background information, this request for action is for the authorization of designated officers and or employees to act on behalf of Rhode Island Housing, specifically to execute and deliver any contracts, documents, or instruments which may be entered into by Rhode Island Housing pursuant to our Enabling Act. This is purely a housekeeping matter, and Rhode Island Housing's corporate signatory authority was last updated by the board in 2017. Staff believe that it's prudent and in the best interest of Rhode Island Housing to periodically update its corporate signatory authority to allow for any changes in titles, staffing, and or reorganization of functions. The designation authorizes the chairman, the executive director or her designee, the deputy executive director, and the chief financial officer to sign on behalf of the corporation. The designation will supersede any previous designations, and so we ask that this designation be approved by the Board of Commissioners. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. And again, this was reviewed by the management committee. Brett?
It was, and I'll make the motion to approve.
Is there a second?
This is Leanne, I'll second.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions? Hearing none, let's take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement again. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the delegation of corporate authority, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to board action number 14, appointment of MERS corporate signing officers. Peter Pagonis will present.
Thank you, Commissioner. This request is for the appointment of signing officers for the purpose of Rhode Island Housing membership in the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, Inc., known by as the acronym MERS. MERS owns and operates an electronic registry throughout the country, which makes servicing rights and ownership of the mortgages located throughout the country. Since 2016 and each year, Rhode Island Housing obtains a corporate resolution from MERS through which certain Rhode Island Housing employees are designated as MERS signing officers, and as part of that designation are granted limited authority to perform certain actions such as executing mortgage discharges on behalf of MERS. Staff requests that the Chief Financial Officer, Assistant Deputy Director of Loan Servicing, Director of Home Ownership, and any Assistant Director of Home Ownership or Assistant Director of Loan Servicing are appointed as MERS signing officers and have the authority to perform any action that MERS may authorize them to perform. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, the Management Committee has reviewed this.
We have and viewed it also as a kind of administrative or housekeeping cleanup item, and therefore I move to approve.
So moved. Is there a second?
Leanne, I'll second.
Any comments or questions? Hearing none, a roll call vote would be in order.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the appointment of MERS corporate signing officers, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we go on to the formal agenda, Nicole, could you put in context what we're going to do next in terms of executive session and the subsidiary overviews, just so the commission has a context?
Okay. So we are going to move forward on the agenda for the Rhode Island Housing Board Board of Commissioners meeting. We will. There's a request to enter into convene into executive session to discuss the 2020 performance goals of the executive director. Once we go through executive session, the commissioners will come back and finalize any additional business that is on the agenda for the Rhode Island Housing Board meeting. Once that meeting is adjourned, we are then convening two of the subsidiary entities of Rhode Island Housing, the Development Corporation to handle its annual meeting and some administrative matters, and the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corporation, which is also being convened for its annual meeting and to handle some administrative matters. So once we finish the executive session for the Board of Commissioners, we're not finished yet. We still have two more meetings to convene. We will try to move as quickly as possible because we know everyone's time is important. So with that, Chairman, I will hand it back to you to ask for a motion to convene into executive session.
Okay, before I do that, does anyone have any questions about the sequence? If not, at this point, I'd like a motion to convene an executive session. Is there someone who would make that motion?
Brett Smiley, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Maria Barry. Maria Barry, okay. Second.
Thank you, Maria. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, let's take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of convening an executive session to discuss the 2020 performance goals of the executive director, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. I would like to note for the record that the executive director has been notified in writing that she may require that this discussion take place in open session, and she has no objections. Chairman?
Thank you very much, Nicole. What we do now is hang up, call the same number but a different code that you will receive. I trust you will receive that code, and then we'll reconvene as an executive session. Okay, so okay. Let's hang up and call in.
Thank you, Chairman.
Will do. Thank you.
For those who remain on the phone, as Chairman Resines has indicated, you are more than welcome to remain on the line until the Board of Commissioners return, understanding that we will not be able to determine how long it will take for the Board of Commissioners to rejoin this call into open session. Please feel free to wait until they return. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carol. We'll be coming back into open session.
Thank you, Carol.
Maria Berry.
Commissioner Orth.
Steve McAllister.
Is Nicole in the room? In the room. Is Nicole on the line?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Yes. I thought that was you. You look like you.
Are all of the commissioners back on the call, CJ?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Chairman, you can continue through the remainder of the agenda. Please start off by making a motion to seal the minutes of the executive session.
All right. Let me note for the record, no votes were taken in executive session, but let me entertain a motion to seal the executive session minutes.
This is Leanne. I make the motion.
Is there a second?
Maria Berry, second.
Any questions? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of sealing the minutes of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners executive session, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Resines?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
There being no further business, I would request a motion to adjourn.
Leanne, I make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Again, General Counsel.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning this meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Resines?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. We have, again, two very administrative matters before us, and we're going to go end the recording of this meeting and begin, Nicole, we bring the, begin the recording of the next meeting?
That's correct, Chairman.
We are ending the recording of this meeting. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during this meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and participating staff to please mute their phone if they are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. I would like to call to order the meeting of the Board of Directors of Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation. Nicole, could you give us context for this discussion?
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. As with the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners meeting, this meeting is being held pursuant to Executive Order 2046, extended by Executive Order 20-75, as may be further amended or extended, and this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda for the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation board meeting and information on the actions being taken. As CJ indicated, in the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. Chairman Ritzinas is presiding over this meeting. We ask that each of the board of directors please remember to state your name prior to speaking and mute your telephone when you are not speaking. Chairman, do you like me to give a little bit of background on the Development Corp? I know we convened the Development Corp a couple of months ago, but I'm more than happy to reiterate
very briefly.
So the Rhode Island Housing Development Corp was incorporated in 1988. It is a nonprofit subsidiary of Rhode Island Housing, and it was organized and operates exclusively for charitable purposes, which include but are not limited to the development and preservation of affordable housing for low-income families. The affairs of the Development Corp are managed by the Board of Directors. The Board of Commissioners of Rhode Island Housing constitute all of the directors of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corp, and it has the same officers and executive directors as Rhode Island Housing. Now I will turn it over to Carol Ventura to conduct a roll call attendance.
Thank you, Nicole. This is Carol Ventura. Let me start with a roll call of directors of Rhode Island Housing. Chairman Nicholas Ritzinas.
Here.
Commissioner Brett Smiley.
Here.
Commissioner Elizabeth Tanner. Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Here.
Commissioner Kevin Roth.
Here.
Commissioner Steve McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Maria Barry.
Here.
Staff of Rhode Island Housing, Kara LaChapelle.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
Lisa Primiano.
Here.
Chairman, the roll call is complete.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda is the approval of minutes of our last board meeting on June 18, 2020. Is there a motion to approve?
Leanne, I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Brett Smiley, second.
Thank you. Any further comments or discussion? Hearing none, let's do a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the board meeting held on June 18th, 2020, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Ritzinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner? Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Could you give a brief overview of the next item, approval of delegation of corporate authority?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. This is similar to the action taken on at the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners meeting. This is a housekeeping matter, and it is to authorize designated officers and employees to act on behalf of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corp, specifically to execute and deliver any contracts, deeds, documents, or instruments which may be entered into by the Development Corp pursuant to its bylaws. And so staff, as in the past, believes it is prudent and in the best interest of the Development Corp to periodically update its corporate signatory authority. The designation authorizes the chairman, the executive director, the deputy executive director of Rhode Island Housing, and the chief financial officer of Rhode Island Housing to sign on behalf of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation. This designation supersedes any previous designations, and so we ask that the board of directors of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation approve this request.
Is there such a motion?
Brett Smiley, so moved.
Second?
Leanne, I'll second the motion.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, let's take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the delegation of corporate authority, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Ritzinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
There being no further business before the Development Corporation, I would request a motion to adjourn.
Commissioner Smiley, so
moved.
It has been moved and seconded in that plethora. Roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Ritzinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner? Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
The Development Corporation is now adjourned. And we're going to move to one last item. That is the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corporation. Let's call this meeting to order. Nicole, do you want to need to do a roll call vote or no?
Yeah. So let me. So first, let me. Do you want me to provide any background information on the Equity Corp? Sure.
Yes,
okay.
No.
So basically, I will like to provide some information for the Board of Directors of the Equity Corporation and Rhode Island Housing staff. The RIH Equity Corp was incorporated in 1989. It is a nonprofit subsidiary of Rhode Island Housing. The affairs of the corporation are managed by a board of directors. The Board of Commissioners of Rhode Island Housing constitute all of the directors of the corporation, and the corporation has the same officers and executive directors as Rhode Island Housing. The corporation also has all of the same powers granted by Rhode Island Housing under its Enabling Act, including the power to purchase, hold, and sell real estate. In the early years of the Low Income Housing Tax Credit Program, Rhode Island Housing formed two limited partnerships known as the equity pools to encourage and assist corporations and entities investing in low-income residential properties located in Rhode Island. The RIH Equity Corporation is a general partner in these limited partnerships. A number of local and national corporations were the investors in these partnerships. Each of the limited partnerships invested in a number of affordable rental developments in Rhode Island in the late 1980s and early 1990s that received an allocation of low-income housing tax credits. The limited partnerships have served their intended purposes, and so we anticipate dissolving these by the end of the year. There are four properties in the equity pool one and two properties in the equity pool two. Chairman Resinas will preside over the Equity Corporation meeting, and so we ask that you state your name prior to speaking and remember to mute your line when you are not speaking. So at this time, I would like to turn it over to the Executive Director, Carol Ventura, to conduct a roll call attendance.
Carol?
Thank you, Nicole. This is Carol Ventura. Let me conduct the roll call for board members. Chairman Nicholas Resinas.
Here.
Commissioner Brett Smiley.
Here.
Commissioner Elizabeth Tanner. Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Here.
Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Steve McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Maria Barry.
Carol, I'm on, but I actually have to drop for another meeting.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
Nicole, may I confirm that we still have a quorum?
Yes, we do have a quorum at this time.
Okay. Senior staff of Rhode Island Housing, Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
The roll call is complete. Thank you.
The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of our last meeting on June 21st, 2019. Is there such a motion?
Brett Smiley, so moved.
Second?
Second, Steve.
Any discussion? Hearing none, General Counsel will conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the board meeting held on June 21st, 2019, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Resinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is approval of delegation of corporate authority.
This is Nicole Clement again. This is once again a housekeeping matter related to the authorizing designated officers and employees to act on behalf of the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corporation. The RFA lays out who will be given that authority. Staff asks that this request be approved by the Board of Directors of the Equity Corporation.
Is there such a motion?
Commissioner Smiley, so moved.
Second.
Juliana, second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the delegation of corporate authority for the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corp, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rodriguez.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
And the words you've been waiting for, there is no further business, so we request a motion to adjourn.
Commissioner Smiley, so moved.
Is there a second?
This is Leanna, second.
Roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, Commissioners, for letting me move very quickly. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corporation meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rodriguez.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you so much.
We are now adjourned. Thank you all.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.